Throughout this Judges, of course, there are many themes. I pick one string of points that provide us a theme. And the theme throughout this Judges that comes up off and on again is how God guides us towards goodness in every choice. And this is really the purpose of our religion, is to develop that character of goodness. And so within this Judges, there are many ayat that talk about what choice we can make to be that choose that good. And it deals with tayyibat, that which is good on earth, hasanat, the good deeds and actions that benefit people, the khairat, do what is better, that composes and comprises the good works of an individual, and finally albir, that tender goodness which is deep in piety. So if we go to the Quran, Quranic verses on that, let us first we go to some of the verses in Surah Baqarah. This is all Baqarah, of course, in verse number 168. Ya ayyuhan nas kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiban. So, O mankind, partake of what is lawful and good on earth. This is showing that God is so merciful in providing us from his bounty all that is allowed and lawful on earth. And we know also through the Quran that everything is allowed except that which God has made forbidden. So the rule of thumb is it is halal and it is all throughout the earth. So this is enjoying the goodness that comes from God in terms of what he provides for us. Goodness is also in the way that we treat each other as spouses. It is lawful for you to go in unto your wives during the night preceding the day's fast. They are as a garment for you, and you are as a garment for them. And so this, the term here is libasun. Did we lose it again?
It cut out, so I just refreshed it for you.
Sorry. Libasun, and libasun is garment. Libasun means something that beautifies, protects, gives warmth, and is that garment of all these. So the protection, warmth, and beauty that we are for each other as spouses. And this speaks to the spiritual and social, emotional connection between husband and wife, not just the physical. Of course, this verse is referring to the sexual relation at night that is allowed between spouses. But more than that, it alludes to this idea that you are garments for one another, and it's a beautiful metaphor that I think is important. And then, in the treatment of divorced women, the Quran admonishes men to be good. Ma'aruf, bima'aruf. So here, the idea is be fair with them, because in divorces, you hear many ugly stories, and the woman is usually the one that is left out, abused, and is unfairly treated. She gets the short end of the stick in the situation, and God says, choose that which is better, which is being fair. And more importantly, God says in this verse, do not retain them against their will in order to hurt them, for he who does so sins against himself, and do not take these messages of God in a frivolous spirit. Do not take this verse, in other words, lightly. Be very aware of how this will measure for you on the day of judgment. And so the Muslim is the one who builds character by reminding himself about the day of judgment. And so the treatment of others, in particular, the way we treat our wives as men, is referred to in this Quranic verse. Then we want to go to this other verse about, and it refers to a muhsin, one who is practicing ihsan, does hasanat. This is a good deed that is determined by the good work, by spending your time and money in building good things. And spend freely in God's cause, and let not your hands throw you into destruction. and preserve in doing good. Behold, God loves the doers of good. So this idea is, you don't tie your hands from giving. If you do that, you will not allow yourself to be among those who are doers of good. And then the next verse, sorry, I'm having a problem navigating here. This next verse is really a very weighty verse. And the goodness here is referred to as al-bir. Al-bir is something that which is very tender. It is the goodness. Al-bir is actually an attribute of God. We find among the attributes of God so many things. One of them is this attribute. And it says this, this goodness, or what is defined as true piety, according to Muhammad Asad, does not consist in turning your faces towards the east or the west. In other words, when the Muslims were told to turn towards Mecca, away from Jerusalem, because initially they prayed towards Jerusalem as the first Qibla, then they were told, go back to the first temple, and that will be our Qibla. And the people of the book, the other monotheistic faiths, Jews and Christians, were wondering why this was happening. If you are belonging to this family of Abraham, why are you turning away? And here the Quran defines what is true piety then. It's not about the direction. In other words, it's not about the minutiae. Don't get entangled in the weeds, but look to the big picture. And it then defines what that truly pious person is, the articles of faith, and then spending in substance, however much he himself may cherish it. Even though I love the money that I have, I give it out of love for God. And where do we give it? We are told to give it to the near kin, the orphans, the needy, the wayfarer, the beggars, and for freeing people, liberation. Anytime we liberate people, we are to spend in that cause. So that is the action. First is the articles of faith, then the action. And then it goes into those who are constant in prayer and do the zakat, so the salat and the zakat, which we usually find in tandem throughout the Quran. And then the Quran talks about the character of this person who is embedded with al-bir. That person is the one who keeps their promises. Their word is gold. When they say they're going to do something, they will do it. When they say they will be there at 5 p.m., they will be there before 5 p.m. And then they are patient in misfortune and hardship, like we are now. In this time of quarantine and isolation, we are practicing perseverance and patience. It is they who have proved themselves true. It is they who are conscious of God. And this definitely is the definition of the God conscious in that verse. Finally, I want to end with the verse that Jasser Hatoot gave an excellent khutbah this afternoon in Jum'ah about this verse 186. It's about God in the first person. And usually you see verses in the Quran where God is in the third person. Huwa, huwallahu, qul huwallahu ahad. And so it is in that third person. Or in the royal we, laqad karamna bani Adam, that we have bestowed dignity on the children of Adam. Here it is talking in the first person. Fa inni qareebun. Indeed, I am near to the believer. In other words, as this verse stipulates, if my servants ask you about me, behold, I am near. I respond to the call of him who calls whenever he calls unto me. Let them then respond unto me and believe in me so that they might follow the right way. And here, this is telling us the one who is the closest to God in that first person, God and I, that connection is when I ask upon God for something. I ask for that clarity of mind and the purity of the heart to understand what is good, to do what is good, to get that strength and protection and al-bir, that soft-heartedness, so that I will choose the best path I will choose al-khayrat. And it says throughout the Quran also, the best of the believers are those that strive with one another in doing the best of good works. And inshallah, we will find more goodness throughout this month. And I wish everybody a Ramadan Mubarak as we use the Quran to develop our character in this month, so that by the end of the month, we are transformed as being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, and we become even closer to one another as believers in God Almighty and in Islam and following the Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.